You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we could use a few phone calls. And, oh, we've got a caller on the line right now. So let's go to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. You know, last weekend it was kind of a lousy day. I was bouncing around the internet. And everyone says that the liberals are going to ban free speech. And they don't look at the neocons. Now, I was jumping around. I went to Breitbart. And, you know, I'd like to look at the comment sections to see what people are thinking.
Yeah.
And the great majority were all for bombing Iran, turning him into, you know, green glass, nuking him. But anyway, I went on. I said, well, let me comment. And I made some, you know, mild Ron Paul type comments, mind our own business. And guess what the alt-right did? They flagged me and blocked me.
Yep.
Being anti-interventionist, they banned me. So much for it just being liberals who want to ban free speech. The neocons, they're against free speech also. So I wanted to, you know, just make that point. it seems by the comments, it seems, I kind of think Trump was kind of put in there. And it's to divide the patriot right, the alt-right, divide and conquer. It seems like the patriot right is split between neocons and non-neocons. And I just kind of think maybe that's why Trump was allowed to win, if you will. What do you think?
I don't think Trump was allowed to win. I think the deep state really did want Hillary Clinton to get on in there. As far as the split between the neocons and the paleocons, that's been obvious for quite some time. I consider myself a paleocon. But, you know, the neocons basically came in to hijack the Republican Party, just like the neoliberals are doing exactly the same thing to the Democrats.
Yes. Oh, yes. The neoliberals run the Democratic Party. They hate real liberal progressives, like, for example, Jimmy Dore. They hate him. And they get the same treatment. Real progressives are hated by the Democrat establishment. Hated by them. But, you know, I kind of think, and looking at Tulsi Gabbard, you know, the caller in the second hour was saying she's CFR, and he's got a good point. I mean, to me, that tells a lot. I mean, we should have learned from 2016 that, sad to say, no matter who gets in there, they're immediately either threatened or co-opted or they were blackmailed all along. So, you know, I'm not discouraging people from voting, but Tulsi, just like Trump, saying a lot of great things. But if she were elected, I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
No, I think we learned a lesson with Donald Trump. He came in as an outsider, and he said all the right things, and we worked very hard to counter Hillary Clinton's attempt to steal the election from him. But ever since he's gotten into the Oval Office, he has been a tremendous disappointment. And so I refuse to get enthusiastic about the 2020 election. I'm going to observe it. I'm going to report on it. But I'm not going to get really emotionally invested in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't waste your time. I think people would be better off, not that this matters, calling their representatives and president, you know, warn and plead with him to not start a war, particularly with Iran. I'm done with Trump. I mean, you know, I hate to say we were conned. We were conned by Trump. And I'm tired of people making excuses for him. I mean, Truman said the buck stops here. And he's the president. Why is John Bolton even there? Why is he there?
Sheldon Adelson wanted him there.
Well, it's, I mean, what about the 50 million of people who voted for Trump? Does that mean anything to Trump? So, you know, I'm just sick of making excuses for this guy. I fear by the time he's out, he is going to screw the American people so bad, it's not funny. He may try to surpass W. Bush in a war with Iran. He'd surpass W. Bush as being the greatest mass murderer of the 21st century, and I'm sick of people making excuses for Trump. Rather than blindly supporting him, like some on the alt-right are, they should be calling their representatives and the president saying no war with Iran.
Well, my understanding is the polling numbers are definitely against a war in Iran, and apparently, there's a story that came on out confirming that it was, in fact, Tucker Carlson who convinced Donald Trump to call off that strike into Iran following the downing of the Global Hawk. And Tucker Carlson just told him point blank, the neocons do not have your best interests at heart. If you go into Iran, it would be crazy, and you can kiss any reelection chances of 2020 off. And that was apparently the point at which Trump said, yeah, we're calling this off.
It's interesting. I called a few days ago. Notice Antifa has doxed Tucker.
Yes.
But they don't dox pro-war conservatives like Hannity and Glenn Beck. Notice that.
Yep.
And that gets to my theory all along. Antifa is a thug arm of the deep state. If you're a real populist conservative, well, let's sick Antifa on them. So that's Antifa works for the deep state. It's
yes.
Targeting non-neocons. You notice that? They don't bother Hannity. They don't bother Sean Hannity. they only go
out there. Antifa are the modern embodiment of the brown shirts.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny, they worked indirectly, or as Lenin called them, useful idiots. They're indirectly.
That was Stalin.
Oh, I'm sorry. They're indirectly working for the neocons and people like Pence and Bolton by attacking Tucker Carlson, and they don't even know it. But yeah, then it's amazing to me. Antifa's like backing the neocons indirectly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sure that the people at the very top of Antifa know exactly who they're working for and what the goal is. It's the lower down, the street recruits that
well,
are being misled. Yeah, they don't know what's
dummies.
Going on.
But the But you notice Antifa, they have a get-out-of-jail-free card. No matter what they do, they beat up and assault people. They're never charged. They're never sent to prison. So that tells me they're working for the government. I remember
yep.
seeing a picture of them walking down the street with AR rifles. And I'm thinking, why are they doing this? Why are they allowed? Because they're working for the government or government operatives, or CIA or someone like that.
Well, they're sure working for somebody, yeah.
Yeah, but we'll see. But people, you know, stop having blind faith in Trump. Start looking at him with the same scrutiny that you would Hillary. And with that note, thanks for taking my call, Mike, and have a great show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to do shout-out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So before the top of the hour, we were starting to talk about this story. A lot of states across the country, and that includes here in Hawaii, they're banning plastic bags and straws. And the bans are aimed at grocery stores and other businesses that give out the bags to customers to carry out their purchased items. Now, here in Hawaii, they'll give you a bag, but they charge you 15 cents for it. And the idea is the bag bans are billed as a means to reduce waste and pollution by forcing Americans to bring reusable bags to stores, which we don't always remember to do. And as a result, we have a closet full of these things now here. But people are starting to look at it saying, if there really is a positive benefit for the environment, or are they actually making things worse? And that people were bringing other kinds of bags that were less healthy to the markets. And as far as the straws are concerned, they had a real problem with that for a while. I mean, the new thing is the stainless steel reusable straw. And Starbucks came out with that for a while, and the first ones they had come on out, the ends weren't properly finished, and little kids were literally gouging the interior of their mouths with these things. But it's just one more thing that we get to carry around with us in the name of protecting the environment here. Okay, out in California, over this last month, there's been a swarm of over 1,000 small earthquakes, magnitude 3 and under, which means they're barely felt. But apparently, this recent swarm produced more than 1,000 temblors over a three-week period, sparking fears that something more destructive may be on the way, according to the LA Times. Now, the government officials are saying, we get these all the time. It's no big deal. I'm sure everything is going to be okay. Just, you know, continue going to work and doing tourism and, you know, pay your taxes and everything, and you don't have to worry about it. I don't know. If I were in this area, and I think it's Fontana's where they said this was happening, I would be a little bit nervous. When Claire and I lived in Southern California, we went through a couple of nasty quakes, including the Northridge quake, and you know, we had our quake kit, which is now our tsunami kit, which, after we get to Indiana, will be the tornado kit. But if you live in any of these areas, you should be prepped. You really should be. Absolutely. Okay, according to NASA, the largest glacier in Greenland is growing for a third year in a row. It's not shrinking like the global warming cultists want to tell you. It's growing. Got a lot more snow this winter. The snow is glaciating, which is the process by which snowfall compacts into hard ice. And it's accumulating more snow and ice than is calving off at the edge to form icebergs. Third year in a row, so much for human-caused global warming. And still, the global warming cultists are out there, you know, hottest global temperature. The media was out there, and they're still pushing this whole thing. You know, it was the hottest year on record. You know, this place is the hottest temperature. This place had a heat record. They're still pushing at this. And they ignore the record cold temperatures. They won't report on those. They won't report on the record snow that's falling in a lot of places. But if you look at the global temperature line for the last 156 years, it is flat. There's minor fluctuations, but there is no global warming. It just isn't there. It was a hoax. It was a hoax to trick you out of your money and your obedience by making you think that the planet was in danger from all you icky-poo human beings, and you will atone by paying carbon taxes and buying carbon credits and doing what the environmentalists tell you to do. And anytime anybody says there's no such thing as a wide-ranging conspiracy between government and media and educational institutions to defraud the American people, you just point them right there. That whole human-caused global warming was a bunch of nonsense. Meanwhile, the world's 76 best tide gauges are showing negligible acceleration of sea level rise. That was one of the latest ones that was on the news. Not only is the ocean's rising, it's speeding up. It's getting faster and faster. Well, maybe Al Gore shouldn't have bought that beachside house out there in California. So, it's been a rough tornado season in the Midwest, and they had some tornadoes in Indiana just yesterday, which I don't think Claire really understood that you get some spectacular weather in Indiana. But apparently, tornadoes also ripped through Missouri, killed three people. Heavy rains flood rivers in Oklahoma, causing two runaway barges to be swallowed by a dam. So it's definitely rough, rough weather. Story coming out of Chimp Planet, talking about listening to climate doomsters makes our situation actually worse. And they're talking about James Anderson, who's the professor of atmospheric chemistry at Harvard, gave a speech, and it fed the daily doomster news from the left. There is no time left, by Robert Hunziker at Counterpunch. Journalist Jeff McMahon presented it at Forbes as yet another in an endless series of deadlines. We have 5 years to save ourselves from climate change. And again, it's an agenda that they're pushing here. Now, Professor Anderson believes we have only 55 months left to fix climate change, or we will all go extinct. And his prediction has little support from the IPCC's report. They're ramping up the fear factor. People aren't listening to them, so they're just trying to make it scarier and scarier so that people will say, oh my goodness, we have to do something. Now, if you go over to my article on ClimateGate, which is permanently linked in that gray box near the top of whatreallyhappened.com, and scroll down to the bottom, you're going to see all these quotes from these climatologists who are openly saying it's okay for us to lie because we need to motivate people to bring about change, which is very often described of in socialist terms. So it's just another fraud. It's another fairy tale to get you to do what somebody else wants you to do. We are the most lied to people on the face of planet Earth. And we need to develop a healthy sense of skepticism. We need to basically learn that in point of fact, people in positions of power and authority and media stardom, if you will, are not telling us the truth. They're paid to lie to us. Whether it's to get carbon credits or carbon tax, start a war, swing the economy a certain way. We get lied to. Got to take a break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we've got a caller on the line. Don in Iowa, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. You're talking about when you go to Indiana, you change the tornado instead of earthquake. But I just wanted to tell one story. I was in an earthquake in Indiana one time, and I've been all over. I've been to Japan, spent time in Japan, Philippines, California. The only place I've ever been in an earthquake is in southern Indiana, Camp Atterbury, Indiana. And by the way, that is a military base there. It's a camp. It's not a place, probably not a high-profile target, but that's the place, I guess it's still the way it was a few years ago. What they do is a National Guard unit or an Army Reserve unit that's getting ready to deploy, they always stop at Camp Atterbury. That's the way it was anyway 9 years ago. I have no idea if it's still that way or not now. It probably is, though. So, but here's what happened. I want to tell this story because it's somewhat humorous. I was in the bottom bunk. We were in bunks. It was training, you know, so you didn't have your own room. You had a bunk. And I was in the bottom bunk sleeping there. And the whole thing, I started shaking. You know, it was shaking like crazy. And I didn't think earthquake. The only thing I thought was, how did that guy in the bunk above me, how did he get a girl up there in his in the male barracks? That's what I thought. But it was an earthquake in Indiana, so they do exist.
Well, you know, one of the biggest earthquakes in U.S. history was along the New Madrid Fault, right, which runs up there right by the Mississippi River. So everywhere you live, there's going to be something. And as a matter of fact, you know, we've been dealing with thunder showers here for the last few days, and supposedly there are more coming in at 2 this afternoon. So, you know, it's a little bit of an issue. The only thing we've ever had to worry about here, of course, are hurricanes. We live too high up on the hills to worry about the tsunamis, but we've, you know, had to deal with the sirens going off in the middle of the night to warn us all.
What's your opinion about the Yellowstone super volcano, or the super geyser, whatever they call it?
The super volcano, yeah.
Yeah, what's the odds of that actually going on?
Well, the odds of it happening in our lifetime, I would say, are remote, but it's going to happen eventually. I mean, if you look at the geology of that whole caldera area stretching off to the southwest, you can see the signs of repeated eruptions stretching back every 700,000 years.
Yeah, I looked at the map. The only places that will not, the only places in the United States that will not be, supposedly will be okay, will not get hit by a lot of volcanic dust at all, is the southern tip of Florida and the southern tip of Texas.
Well, that's all by guess and by gosh, because they don't know how big the eruption would actually be.
They're just guessing, but that's
they're guessing.
They say Colorado will be, the whole state of Colorado and Wyoming will be in bad shape. Okay, I'll
That's probably very accurate. Hawaii will be safe.
Yeah, the Philippines.
Good reason for us to stay here, right, Claire?
That place over in the Philippines, that'll be a good place to stay over there. All right, thanks a lot,
yes,
Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Speaking of volcanoes, over in Europe, Mount Etna, which is Europe's most active volcano, has come back to life, and it's spewing lava across the island of Sicily. And to the people of Sicily, this is just what happens. It's just one in a long line of volcanic activity that stretches back into antiquity. And there are all these myths and legends and folklore have surrounded Mount Etna, and the volcano has even played a decisive role in history. I seem to recall on the book Journey to the Center of the Earth, when they get spit back out by a volcano, it's Mount Etna. So it's kind of legendary, if you will. And, Yellowstone's a concern. Our volcano here on the Big Island has quieted down, at least for the moment. But volcanoes, volcano all over the time here. And a lot of people are very concerned that the center of Mount St. Helens is starting to bulk up again, to bulge up again. And there could be another eruption there. Now, right after Mount St. Helens blew, they actually built this little sort of tourist museum and viewing center to the south of the volcano. And I guess somebody decided that was a little risky, because they literally tore it up and moved it several miles down the road to the west and put it back up again. Anyway, we're coming up here on a commercial break. And when we come on back, more news, more phone calls, I hope. And so stay tuned. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones to Jay in California. Aloha, Jay. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha back to you, sir. Thank you. Sitting here enjoying a cup of coffee and your program in the afternoon, as I always do. Whenever this Yellowstone issue comes up, I always restrain myself from calling in because I was a Yellowstone guide for 6 years, summer and winter, and there's so many details to be considered in this whole thing that should be looked at that are not looked at, that it's just, I can just start and just tell me when you want me to stop, and I will cease and desist.
Well, enlighten us, please.
During my time there, there's always been like a soft gag order on this issue because it's something that has been known about for quite some time. And, you know, the last known eruptions was 640,000 years ago, so we're 40,000 years overdue for another eruption, et cetera, et cetera. And most people come to Yellowstone knowing a few basic facts, and we were just sort of casually told to just confirm the facts they know and laugh it off and change the subject, and that's what we did. So when you actually, in terms of worries concerning your own survival, The best place you could possibly be would be in Yellowstone Park, because you won't feel anything. And the computer models, a lot of them based around Mount St. Helens experience, give a general radius of 600 miles for the quick kill. That's the quick kill radius. You're not getting out of there. What we learned from Mount St. Helens was that the silica dust, which gets suspended in the air and stays suspended in the air, grinds up any precision mechanical part, such as airplane engines and truck engines. So gradually, over a period of guessing, you know, a week to maybe 2 weeks, all air and truck traffic will come to a halt. Just a few more basic facts for you, then I'll get into some things that you probably were not aware of. The physicists, using modern equipment, were able to determine that rocks the size of basketballs have been found in the state of Illinois from the last explosion. Give you a little hint of the power and the magnitude. The thing that makes the Yellowstone supervolcano so powerful, and also in kind of a category of its own different than the other volcanoes, is that in the caldera itself sits Lake Yellowstone, which is one of the most beautiful places. People, you have to go there. It's so beautiful. We used to consider it a twin lake of Tahoe, 110 miles of shoreline, 130 miles of shoreline, 320 feet deep, very, very cold all year long. One of the most beautiful places you will ever see in your life. And so Lake Yellowstone sits in the caldera of the what without it would be the remains of Yellowstone volcano, but just at a slightly subsurface level between the surface of the earth and the liquid magma is a tongue of liquid magma. It comes up to the surface and fuels all the things that we know as the Yellowstone thermal features. Geysers, yes. Hot springs, mud pots, fumaroles. And what it does, it puts it in very close proximity to the ice-cold water, which is ice-cold all the time. And many of the features surrounding the Yellowstone supervolcano are thermal features, which were created by thermal explosions, which is to say extreme heat, magma, meets extreme cold, the cold water. And so the proper way to think of Lake Yellowstone is gasoline sitting on top of a burner with just a little bit of separation between it. What it would be required would be for enough seismic activity to open even the smallest crack between the magma and cold water. And that would create a chain reaction of events. It's similar to the chain reaction of events that occurs in a nuclear explosion. You know, the physicists can break it down for you and make it seem slow. Okay, first this happens, then this happens, and after that, these two things happen, and then finally, the genuine explosion occurs. Of course, it all occurs in like less time than can even be measured. But that's a similar thing with Yellowstone Lake, and when it does, it's the largest explosive device on this planet. This is a civilization-ending event. Now, those are some mechanical facts. Now, let me give you some personnel facts surrounding this whole situation. It's one of those things, the more you learn, the scarier
it gets. Before we get into the personnel thing, I have a question about you. First of all, I've been to Yellowstone myself many, many, many years ago, back when Old Faithful actually did run on time. And yeah. I remember looking at the steamboat Geyser and being told that it would wait years and years between eruptions, and then all of a sudden, now we're hearing that it's erupting every few days, and this is concerning a lot of people.
Well, let me talk about steamboat for a second. I hate to say it, this is a subject I could talk for hours about. Now, Steamboat Geyser, a good friend of mine was a ranger at the Norris Geyser Basin Ranger Station, and when pre-eruption signals started coming from Steamboat. It had not erupted since 1888. Steamboat's considered the most powerful geyser in the park. And all of a sudden, it went into what we call pre-eruption phase. And during my last year there, and it was the first time if it was going to erupt, it was the first time since 1888 that it would have erupted. And Cheryl, my ranger friend, was the chief ranger at Norris Geyser Basin, which is where it's located. And this was a major excitement all throughout the park. This is big, big, big news. So I saw it in the pre-eruption phase, and I wasn't there for the eruption itself, the first one since 1888. But in the pre-eruption phase, it looked like, if you could imagine, if you took a jumbo jet and stuck it in the ground with just the jet engine sticking up on full throttle.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like. And I mean, the ground was shaking. It was too loud to talk to anybody. It was like, holy cow, man. Something's getting ready to happen here. You know, everybody's all excited. So Cheryl and her and some other rangers set up a signaling device in what used to be the ancient runoff channels of Steamboat Geyser, where the water would erupt and run back into the geyser prior to 1888. And the only reason that these devices would activate would be if there was any water in these channels, which meant an eruption. And it was activated all the time in the bunkhouse where the rangers lived and everywhere. And everybody's just on their edge of their seat. And sure enough, at 3 o'clock in the morning of, I can't remember what day it was, it did erupt. And it threw all kinds of stuff for about a quarter mile, big boulders and leftover stuff. In the old days, people used to throw things in geysers,
yeah,
and stuff. And, it was a major deal. It made news all around the world. I personally would not look at Steamboat as an indicator for pre-detonation signs. I have to use the word detonation whenever I'm talking about Yellowstone. That's what it is.
Yeah,
I would not use Steamboat as an indicator for that. It's the anomalous things that have never been seen before, and it's also when you see a geological process that would normally take a very, very long time happening in a short time, that is something to really get people's attention. Like, for example, my last year there was when they set up a laser to bounce off the surface of the moon to the bottom of the caldera and thus obtain a perfectly precise measurement of the height of the bottom of the caldera, very important.
Okay,
and
yes.
You probably heard, you know, over the last few years there's been some slight upward movement in it, and that in itself is something to really be seriously thinking about. And there's also been some other anomalous things that are geological processes that should not be happening quickly, but are happening quickly. And let me just say that I just recently learned that Rick Hutchinson, who was the USGS geologist in charge of Yellowstone when I was there, is still there. He's easy to say that this man is the most knowledgeable man on Yellowstone geology on this planet. I would not want to be Rick Hutchinson right now. I can almost guarantee you that he's got hotlines going to every major institution and military arm branch of the government, including the president, right in his residence. You think about it, the weight of the world is on Rick Hutchinson right now, because all this information, he's got a whole team that do nothing but monitor this, the most advanced equipment available, the most knowledgeable scientists available. This is one of the most important things on this planet. So he's got this constant inflow of information, and it's kind of a nightmare scenario, because If it does, if the information flow shifts in such a direction to indicate that there is actually a good possibility that this might happen, then it's decision time for him.
Yes.
He's going to make the heaviest, most burdensome decision that any human could ever possibly have to make. I can't even, it's almost asking too much of any human being to put anybody in the position that Rick Hutchinson is in right now. All he has to do is, and information, he doesn't have complete control over information, because he could be sitting there looking at key hotlines and have them light up, and could be listening to anybody in any country, including the president, saying, "Rick, listen, man, we've made some mistakes in the past. Every government has, but we can't afford to screw this up, Rick. We've got to get this right. What do we do, Rick Hutchinson?" And all he has to do is push the alarm button, and the lives of everybody, before an eruption even happens, and the lives of everybody on this continent is going to be changed, especially
yes.
the people that live within the 600 diameter radius quick kill zone.
Well, and they're not going to be living there after it's all over.
I just feel so much empathy for Rick Hutchinson to be in that position. Because his life he's lived his life for Yellowstone. And now, at this stage, even the people that don't know much about it can kind of get the sense of how potentially serious this could be. And he is the focal point.
Okay, Jay, let me ask you a question. What kind of a time interval are we talking about between Jay getting these pre-detonation signals and the actual eruption? How long are we talking about?
Yeah, that's the $64,000 question, isn't it? And reading and having your best possible geophysicists and the best scientific algorithms on this planet trying to read everything together, because adding confusion to the whole thing is Yellowstone has always been a highly seismically active area. Hundreds of earthquakes, deep earthquakes, happen every day. That's normal.
Yeah.
People go up to the Norris Geyser Basin, and it's one of the geyser basins that happens to have the strongest sulfur smell of anywhere. And of course, in the minds of many people, that means, oh, God, it's getting ready to go. Let's get out of here, you know. And it's always, Norris Geyser Basin has always smelled like sulfur. So that is the key question. And unfortunately, I think it's safe to say this is a hair trigger type of situation, because of the two immensely powerful forces opposing each other within just a tiny, tiny, tiny distance. That's the key factor. And all they got to do is touch.
Yeah.
All that has to happen. Is just for a really small amount of this cold water to touch the magma, and that is,
and then you get a steam explosion.
Yeah, then you get a series of events happening that's real similar to a nuclear explosion. It's generally considered that a detonation of the Yellowstone supervolcano would be tens of thousands of times more powerful than all the nuclear weapons on this planet put together. And I remember Mount St. Helens, and that was a big deal. And then Mount St. Helens would be just a little squeak compared to, compared to this. So it really is one of those things. The more you learn about it, the scarier it gets. I am also a prepper, but I've always been a prepper, just because I think common sense should indicate that people should have supplies put aside for an emergency. Is there any particular area that you're interested in other than that?
I sort of keep an eye on Yellowstone myself, and I'm sure that a lot of our listeners found your added information to be useful. Actually, we're coming up here on a commercial break. So are you still a guide at Yellowstone? And if not, what are you doing?
That was years ago. No, I live in a little cabin in the woods. Thank you. In California.
That's right. It does say you're calling from California. All right. Well, Listen, Jay, thanks an awful lot for the information. I found it very fascinating. And obviously, with our upcoming move back to the U.S. mainland, we would definitely be in the outer rim of the ash fall zone, and we're going to have to be prepared for that. So we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show today. I'm actually getting emails, people who appreciated the information that Jay from California was giving us about Yellowstone. And, you know, again, the odds of it happening during our lifetime are remote, but it will happen sometime. And every time they do another seismic analysis to find the the size of that magma chamber, it gets bigger. And as of the last one I saw, it also extends out west toward that whole Cascadia subduction zone. Okay, the U.S. Department of Agriculture has confirmed the discovery of genetically modified wheat plants growing wild in an unsown paddock in Washington State in the northwest United States. And it is believed that the herbicide-resistant plants, meaning they're Roundup ready, may be descended from GM wheat trials conducted by Monsanto in the early 2000s. Now, Monsanto stopped the GM trials in 2004 due to a lack of enthusiasm for GM wheat among key buyers of American grain. But it's out there now growing in the wild. That's the big problem. All of this Roundup ready genetic materials floating around contaminating crops. Okay, a few days ago, SpaceX had a major launch. It was their most difficult launch ever. I think it was 24 satellites. And it was a mostly success. The booster got up into orbit, deployed the satellites. The two side boosters made it back down to Earth for a soft landing, but the center core crashed into the ocean. It missed its recovery ship. Over at NASA, their mega rocket, the Space Launch System, which is supposed to be the follow-on to the Saturn V, has overrun costs by nearly $2 billion and may not be complete until 2021, 4 years later than originally planned. I have been hearing a lot of talk about how with SpaceX doing as well as they're doing, that NASA may drop the Space Launch System anyway and just privatize the business of getting us into orbit. I think that would actually be a very, very good idea here. And, of course, still more news about that major flooding in the Midwest. And it's pouring into the Gulf of Mexico. It's taking with it all kinds of toxic chemicals from the farming areas. And scientists are now predicting that the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico will be unusually large this year. In fact, they're saying it'll be the size of Massachusetts. So it's a dead zone, a hypoxic zone, no oxygen in there, and nasty, nasty stuff. This one's really kind of funny. The man who claims to be the founder of the Biblical Flat Earth Society has been charged with 56 counts of child sexual exploitation. Philip Stephen Stallings from Durham County was arrested after a joint investigation by the Durham County Sheriff's Office and the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. And officials allege Stallings, who boasts more than 6,000 subscribers on his YouTube channel, telling everybody the earth is flat, apparently downloaded media that involved minors engaging in sexual activities. So maybe all this flat earth nonsense is going to go away. All right. There is the music. It's time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here, share it with everybody that you know, and please donate to Republic Broadcasting. Please donate to whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.